Well, Brantley, I'm glad you come up here and join me. This morning, I'm going to tell you about Johnny's pants. Yes, Brantley. They were playing Jesus Loves Me. That was a very nice way of playing it, wasn't it? It's kind of cool with the doing that. Was it pizzicato? It's called pizzicato. Well, I'm going to tell you about Johnny's pants. Well, Johnny was an MK. Do you know what an MK is? A missionary kid. And Johnny was with his parents in the country of, well, the continent of Africa. I can't remember which country it was. But he was there. And there wasn't always a whole lot to do. And just like here, it gets really hot. So one day it was really hot outside, and he was inside, and he was trying to think of something to do. Do you ever do that, Brantley? Do you ever have to sit inside and think of something to do? Yeah, so Johnny was trying to think of something to do. And Johnny's house was a two-story house. And if you have a two-story house, Brantley, what do you have in your house so you can get to the second story? Nah, he didn't have an elevator. I have a two-story house, and we have stairs to get to the upstairs rooms. Well, Johnny started looking at those stairs, and he started looking at the banister, and he thought, I wonder how fun it might be to go up to the top and slide down to the bottom. You don't think that would be fun? How many boys in here did that when you were younger? Slide down the banister, up the stairs, down the banister. So Johnny started to do that, and he was having so much fun, and he kept doing it over and over and over until when he was done, he realized something. His pants were ripped. He had a hole in his pants. But you know, especially a long time ago, I bet you have more than two pairs of pants, don't you? Well, back when Johnny was a little boy, it was very common for people to just have a pair of good pants for church and a pair of everyday pants. And that's all that Johnny had. And he had this big hole, and it was such a big hole and made in such a way that it wouldn't be easy for mom to repair without it looking really funny with something patched up there. And they didn't have the ability to just go to the store and buy pants. Not for a little boy Johnny's age. And they thought, when he told his mom what had happened, and they, what are we going to do? They did the only thing they could do, is they prayed. And Johnny said a prayer, and he asked Jesus to please send him some pants. And not just any pants, but pants that had two pockets. And mom was listening, and she was glad her little boy had that faith in Jesus, and she thought, you know, to be so specific for two pockets. Well, they went to bed that night, and the next day in the morning, someone came and knocked on their door. A package had come for the family from friends in America. And when they opened up that package and started taking things out, what do you think was in there? A pair of pants with two pockets for Johnny. Now, especially back then when things traveled mostly by ship and not by airplane, it took weeks, if not months, for a package like that to get from America to where they lived in Africa. So Jesus knew all that time before that Johnny was going to be just like a normal little boy, and he was going to put some holes in his pants, and he was going to ask for pants with two pockets. And Jesus had that all ready for him to get there just at the right time. So as we say, our God is an on-time God. All right, you may go quietly back to your seat.